Hello, my name is Tracy Sinclair, and I would like to welcome you to this AAT podcast on managing conflict. This podcast forms part of a mini-series on working in groups or teams. Conflict is often viewed as a negative and hopefully avoidable experience. And yet conflict can be extremely positive and creative. Very often, what causes the problem is how we deal with the conflict and how we react to it. There is a very famous model by a gentleman called Thomas Kilman that highlights typical behaviours of individuals in a conflict situation. And looking at conflict in this way can be very helpful in terms of how we deal with it moving forwards. For the purposes of this model, conflict situations are those in which the concerns of two people appear to be incompatible. In these situations, a person's behaviour is described in relation to two dimensions. The first dimension is on a vertical axis and is assertiveness, or the extent to which the individual attempts to satisfy their own concerns and is focused on their own issues and outcomes. The second dimension, which is on a horizontal axis, is called cooperation. And this is about the extent to which the individual attempts to satisfy the other person's concerns, the other person's objectives and outcomes. Based on these two dimensions, we can end up with five specific methods of dealing with conflict. Let me tell you a little bit more about each of them. Firstly, competing. This is an assertive and uncooperative mode. In this mode, an individual pursues his or own concerns, definitely at the expense of the other person's. Competing might mean standing up for your own rights, defending a position which you believe is correct, or simply to try and win. There are times when this mode might be very appropriate. For example, when quick, decisive action is required, perhaps in an emergency. It is also helpful on important issues where unpopular courses of action need implementing. For example, cost-cutting exercises, enforcing unpopular rules or discipline. Perhaps also on vital issues to company welfare when you know you are right. And also to protect yourself against people who want to take advantage of non-competitive behaviour. The second mode is called accommodating, and this is unassertive and cooperative. It is the opposite of competing. When accommodating, the individual neglects their own concerns in order to satisfy the concerns of the other party, and there is an element of self-sacrifice in this mode. Times when this could be appropriate are perhaps when you realise that you are wrong, to allow a better position to be heard, to learn from others and to show that you are reasonable. Or when the issue is much more important to the other person than it is to you, to satisfy the needs of others and as a goodwill gesture to help maintain a cooperative relationship. To build up social credits for later issues which are more important to you, when you may choose to compete. When continued competition would only damage your cause, when you are outmatched and losing. When preserving harmony and avoiding disruption are especially important to you. To aid in the managerial development of line reports, by allowing them to experiment and learn from their own mistakes. The next mode is called avoiding. This mode is unassertive and also uncooperative. The individual in this mode does not immediately pursue their own concerns or those of the other person. In fact, they do not address the conflict at all. Avoiding might take the form of diplomatically sidestepping an issue, postponing an issue until a better time, or simply withdrawing from a threatening situation. This mode could be appropriate when an issue is trivial or when other more important issues are pressing. When you perceive no chance of satisfying your concerns, for example, when you have low power or you are frustrated by something that would be very difficult to change. When the potential damage of confronting a conflict outweighs the benefits of its resolution. It can also be appropriate to let people cool down, to reduce tensions to a productive level and to gain perspective and composure. When gathering more information outweighs the advantage of an immediate decision, avoiding can also be helpful temporarily. When the others can resolve the conflict more effectively than you. And finally, when the issue actually seems symptomatic of another more basic problem. The fourth mode is called collaborating. This mode is both assertive and cooperative and is the direct opposite of avoiding. Collaborating involves an attempt to work with the other person to find some solution which fully satisfies the concerns of both parties. It means digging into an issue to identify the underlying concerns of the two parties and to find an alternative which meets both sets of concerns. This mode is appropriate to find a solution when both sets of concerns are too important to be ignored or compromised. When the objective is to learn, for example, testing your own assumptions and understanding others' points of view. To merge the insights from people with different perspectives into a problem. To gain commitment by incorporating others' concerns into a decision. And finally, to work through hard feelings which have perhaps been interfering with a relationship. The last mode is called compromising. This mode is between both assertiveness and cooperation. The objective of this mode is to find some expedient, mutually acceptable solution, which partially satisfies both parties. It falls on a middle ground between competing and accommodating. Compromising means splitting the difference, exchanging concessions, or seeking a quick middle ground position. And it is an appropriate strategy when goals are moderately important, but not worth the effort or potential disruption of a more assertive stance. When two parties with equal power are strongly committed to mutually exclusive goals. Perhaps to achieve temporary settlements to complex issues, or to arrive at expedient solutions under particular time pressures. And finally, as a backup mode, when collaboration or competition fail to be successful. To conclude, it is important to recognise that within this model, there are no right answers. All five modes are useful in some situations. The effectiveness of any one of them is, however, dependent upon the specific situation and the skill with which the mode is used. All of us are capable of using all five modes, and none of us can be characterized as having one style when it comes to dealing with conflict. However, everyone uses some modes better than others, and therefore tends to rely upon those modes more heavily than others. The objective, therefore, is to develop balanced skill in each of them and have range. And here ends the podcast on managing conflict.